One of my favorite childhood memories is taking walks with my father every Saturday morning at Holcomb Gardens. We admired the beautiful flowers, interesting sculptures, and talked about everything from art to religion to politics to mathematics. Recently, a group of Baltimore City school children took a similar trip to Ledoux Topiary Gardens as part of an extraordinary program called Young Audiences, where 1,100 low-income, early-grade children spend their summer learning fractions and understanding the physics behind pumps and vacuums. And they are loving it. Why? Because they're learning it through dance, composing songs, and creating fanciful three-dimensional creatures. On this trip, they were joined by esteemed sculptor Marianne Mears, who shared her inspiration for the pieces and then asked students to answer, "I see, I think, I wonder." And this approach is game-changing. According to a study by Baltimore City Schools, students attending the Young Audiences Summer Arts and Learning Academy showed a 62% reduction in summer learning loss in literacy, and the results were even stronger in mathematics. Students' learning actually improved by 64% as compared to what their national peers lost. To move Baltimore forward, we need to think about learning as more than just a 9-month endeavor, and we need to rethink who can be the change agents in improving the educational outcomes. Artists, arts organizations like Young Audiences, and our young people are often underutilized and can play a critical role in transforming our city. This is Sarah Heminger with Thread.